Can we please be on our feet? So get straight into the scriptures. We read John 14, 20. John chapter 14, verse number 20. Amen. John 14, 20. It reads. Sorry, just a minute. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. May we please be seated. Amen. Amen. So I pick for a little title for this morning's sermon, Living Images of Christ. Living Images of Christ. My title is Living Images of Christ. Amen. Amen. So we get back to the scripture. The Lord himself is the one speaking here. He says, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. At that day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He was speaking of a time that was in the future. He was speaking of a time when the people will realize, which people? His sons and daughters will realize that he, Christ, is in the Father, and the Father is in him, and he is in us, and we are in him. Amen. It makes the whole thing look like a puzzle you cannot unravel. It's really a puzzle to the unbeliever. For Christ to be in the Father in Christ, we in Christ, and Christ in us. So it makes it like a puzzle that cannot be unraveled. Amen. Amen. But I saw Christ as a human being, as a man. But he wasn't just a man. That was God in a human form. But he was called the Son of God. But that was God Almighty in a human form. Because the Bible testifies of Christ being the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2:9 says that in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So as Christ was walking with the people and was talking and sleeping in the boat and waking up and rebuking devils and rebuking the seas and getting hungry and being fed and getting tired, looks purely like a man. But that was God in a human form. Amen. And not just God, not just a part of God, but the fullness of God made manifest. Amen. And then he said, at that day, a time is coming, you realize that the Father is in me, and I am in him, and you are also part of the equation. You are also in me, and I am in you. So if he's in the Father and the Father is in him and we are in him and he's in us, then where are we? Then who are we? Who are we? Amen. Who are we? Are we just church members? Are we church members? Are we some group of people who belong to a certain church? Who are we? For Christ to be in the Father and the Father being in him, and we be in him and he be in us, then who are we and where are we? Then we are nothing but living images of Christ. Hallelujah. We are living images of Christ. We are a chip of the old block. We look like him. We speak like him. We walk like him. We conduct ourselves like him. We have his spirits. We have his authority. Amen. We have his word. And we look more like him. Amen. At that day, what day? This day. Amen. When the fullness of the word is revealed. That day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A time comes when the eternal word of God is revealed in the evening time, in the time of restoration, in the time when the bride and the bridegroom becomes one, when Christ stands in his church and performs himself and makes himself known, his power, his nature, his character, his glory, hallelujah, his authority, Christ in human vessels. And those human vessels are called living images, not statues that can talk. Living images. Hallelujah. Not statues. Praise God. Statues don't talk. But living images talk. And they live. Living images are revived. A time is coming. And this is the time when a people will look like Christ. When they will have his authority. I'll be in you and you in me. At that day. What day? This day. This day is this scripture fulfilled. This day. There shall be light in every time. The path of glory you will surely find. Thank God we have found that path of glory. The word of God fully revealed. Christ is not a history. Christ is living in human vessels. Christ is living in men and women, boys and girls, and children and babies. At that day will you know. And thank God this day we know. Hallelujah. At that day will you know that I'm the Father in me, I in you, and you in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you ask what you will and it shall be done. Living epistles, seen and read of all men. Praise God. So we ask them statues that can talk, that can hear, that can see. Like the gods of the world that can see, they can talk. And those who make them are like them. And we are also like our Father. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the gods of the earth cannot hear and they cannot talk. I've seen people who have their gods on the street. And when the rain is coming down, they go and pack them up, else they will melt. What kind of gods are these? I've seen people they make their own god, they carve them, you see. They're not really God. It's evil spirit entering those things. Yes, sir. And they work. And they have power. But their power is limited. Amen. I didn't say that. Yes, he that's in you, he that's in me, is greater, stronger, mightier than he that's in the world. They cut them from stones and trees and rivers. Somebody was saying that, why are the gods not getting angry when they are muddying the waters? And so when you prepare anything and you serve as a god and the evil spirit will enter into it, it will surely do that. A certain spirit has also entered us. Amen. That spirit is called the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is holy. It is sublime. It is perfect. Amen. It is eternal. Hallelujah. It is life itself. Amen. It is power. It is authority. Hallelujah. We are not powerless. We are not powerless. We are not powerless. We have all authority. We have all power. Why? He that's in us is greater, stronger, mightier than he that's in the world. We are not powerless. Praise God. We are living epistles read of all men. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Devils are afraid of us. The world is afraid of you. Not because you have your own power. No, you have no power by yourself. Our power is a borrowed power. It comes from on high. When they had all met in the upper room. One day when our brothers met in the upper room, they got together in one accord. And the Holy Spirit came in like in the form of a mighty rushing wind. And they were filled and refilled. And they stepped out there and they spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. With signs, wonders, and miracles. And the world was mesmerized. And they had the world under their feet. They were in charge. They were in authority. But we don't go out there and brag. We don't go out there and argue and debate. The Spirit of Christ doesn't do that. Oh, say hallelujah. Praise God. But I said, I've given you authority over serpents and scorpions. I, the Lord, I've given you authority. Power, 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 power. Over devils. And I've always said that those scorpions are not physical scorpions. So don't go into the forest. Don't go into the forest and say, hey, scorpions, come. God said, I will trample upon you, so come. Snakes, come. No, 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 no. Those are demons. The scorpions, you read in the Bible, and the serpents are demons. Types of demons. These are tread upon scorpions and devils and dragons. They are all devils. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? You have become a living epistle of Christ. Amen. He dwells in you. Amen. At that day, you know. Amen. And thank God we know. Amen. At that day, you know. Amen. I'm the Father, and the Father in me. I in you, and you in me. What a wonderful thing to know. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Praise God. I read some few quotes. Simon preached years ago, but as alive as we are alive today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so this sermon called Christianity versus Idolatry, preached in 1961. And I read a quote from that. And here the prophet said, we are made partakers of his holiness. We, in his image, we are living images of a living God. Then, dead to self, raised with him. Now listen to this. His word made flesh again in us. He said, oh, Brother Neville. I believe he turned to look at Brother Neville and said, oh, Brother Neville. He felt good about that. And I feel good about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, what is it? Not the mythical, imaginary God sitting out there, but the living God. Amen. What is the living God? Amen. The word in you making itself real. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Oh, then he says, glory to God. Oh, I know you think I'm a holy roller. Maybe I am. But oh brother, do you see it? Triumph over every denomination. Triumph over every paganism. A living God made it manifest in a living temple. Hallelujah. And the word of God, which is God, is made flesh in you. Why? You are seated in heavenly places. Triumph over things in Christ Jesus. Amen. Oh, I just love it. I have to skip something and go on. I just love it. I love it too. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm a living epistle. Right of all men. I look like my Father. I look like the Word. Hallelujah. And so must you be. Living epistles. Not church members. Not organizations. Not denominations. Sons of God, daughters of the King, hallelujah, manifesting the word of God in their day. They speak the word, they manifest the word, they look more like Christ.
in word and in spirit.
Amen. Oh, say amen to that.
Amen.
Living images of Christ. Living images of Christ. One time when the word of God came to Moses, he looked more like Christ. Do you know he spoke of Christ? Moses didn't see Christ physically, but he spoke of Christ. He prophesied. The Lord God shall raise a prophet like unto me, Moses. That was Christ. His words, his ways parting to Christ. When Israelites angered God and God wanted to drown them, cause an earthquake and bury them there, Moses said, God, don't do it. If you kill them, the unbelievers will think that you could not bring them to the promised land, and that's why you have killed them. So don't do it. And he laid himself down on the floor and said, God, if you kill them, then kill me instead. That was Christ in Moses. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you and me were not good. But Christ stepped forward. So Father, I stand on their behalf. If you slay them, slay me instead. And was he slain? Yes, he was slain. He took our place. He took my place. He took your place. Praise God. He bore the anger of God for me and for you. That was Christ. That was Christ. When Christ was born, the king issued a commandment: kill all male babies under 2 years. When Moses was born, a king gave a commandment: kill all male babies. See, the same thing. That's the ministry of Christ. Those the word of God come to become part of the word. They are called gods. They are called gods. One time when Christ said, I'm the Son of God, the people were outraged. Who are you to call yourself the Son of God? Are you telling us that you are, then it means you are God? You can't say that. The Lord said, haven't you read the scriptures? Praise God! Oh, let me take you to that scripture. Let me take you to that scripture. John 10:33. Before we continue, let's go to that scripture. John 10:33-35. That encounter between the Lord Jesus, I believe, and the Pharisees. So let's see. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou being a man, makest thyself God. See, they didn't know who he was. See, you are a man, and you're making yourself God. That's why we want to stone you. Because when Mary gave it to him, they saw it. They saw him growing up. And he didn't belong to any Sunday school. He didn't belong to any church. They could see the high priest in their churches and burning incense and wearing all the gowns and proclaiming holiness, holy, holy unto the Lord God of Israel. But they could see another man who was not dressed like that, who was just like ordinary person.
Amen.
With death on his feet. On the street of Galilee, preaching. The man had not gone to Bible school. Why? He was the Bible himself.
Amen.
He was the word made flesh.
Amen.
They saw him. They knew his father and his mother. They knew Joseph, his father, the carpenter. They knew Mary. They knew him. Young people. Mary, around 15 years, she gave birth. A teenager, a young girl who knew no man. They knew Joseph, a righteous person. And they knew that, birth. And you know how, say some Holy Spirit, how can the Holy Spirit give birth? You don't understand these things, you don't believe this, you don't stop these things. See, they were not believers. But thank God we believe.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah.
They were unbelievers. And they died in their sins. Well, unbelief is a sin. Unbelief in the word of God is a sin.
Yeah.
That's how God sees it. They didn't really believe it. They ridiculed him. They saw him growing up and all that, playing with people, the other children, and all that. So, see?
And then he said, and then here he comes and he speaks things like, I come from God and I go back to God. I'm of our father. I said, ah, what is this man? David said that he was a Samaritan and that he had a devil. They didn't know who he was. But that was God captured in the body. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so they said, and so see, they told him that why you are making yourself God. What did the law say? Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods.
Amen.
You said you are the high priest. Haven't you read your own law? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
Amen.
He was telling them. But they were as blind as bats. Praise God. Not everyone can believe. Not everyone can believe. Not everyone can understand. Not everyone can be saved. Not everyone can be redeemed. We have the redeemables and the irredeemables. There are the savables and the unsavables. Those that can be redeemed can hear the word of God and move and accept it. Their soul can be redeemed. So they were talking to the church, and yet they were unsaved. They thought they were saved because they were following some rules. You can't follow any rule to go to heaven. Rules don't go to heaven. There was a young man, a rich young ruler, who had followed all the rules. He didn't steal, he didn't drink, he didn't fool around. And yet, he was seeking salvation. Do you all remember? One time he came to the Lord, said, Lord, how can I be saved? And yet, the Lord said, oh, don't fool around. Don't steal, don't drink, don't do this, don't fornicate. It's, oh, these things, I began doing them from my infancy. So why was he seeking for salvation? Salvation goes beyond those things. If you are saved, you will live right.
Amen.
Do you understand? But doesn't mean because you don't do those things, you are saved. No. You must accept the fullness of the word.
Amen.
We are not talking about morality or religion. We're talking about the revealed word given to a people that are savable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so he said, you say I blasphemed because I said I'm a son of God. Haven't you read your own law? Your own law tells you that those the word of God came to were gods. So the word of God came to Moses that they became a god unto the people.
Amen. Amen.
The word of God came to Elijah, he became a god unto the people.
Amen.
To whom the word of God comes to, they are made what? Gods.
Amen.
In the Bible, you accuse me of blaspheming. Haven't you read your own law? What law was the Lord referring to? It was in their Torah, in their book, and yet they had not read it.
Amen.
If they had read it, they didn't have the revelation of what they were reading. And today, many churches don't know how the revelation of the word, even though they read every day.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
It's the truth.
Amen.
What law was the Lord referring to? Psalm 82, verse 6. Let's see whether it's true. Psalm 82 verse 6. Doesn't your own law tell you that those that the word of God come to are gods? Are we there? Have you opened Psalm 82 verse 6? Okay, let's read from here. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Amen.
I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High.
Amen.
If you are a child of the Most High, you are also a chief of God.
Amen.
You are a chief of God. You are an attribute of the Father.
Amen.
If your father is called Aidan, you are born Aidan. The attributes of your father, you have his DNA. If you are Mate, you are an attribute of your father, Mate Tete. Your DNA, you carry it. His traits are in you. You look like your father. And sometimes mothers and fathers, they argue. So the baby, oh, looks more like mother. And the father is just starting there regretting. And some few months, the baby now begin to tell and now begin to look like the father. So I told you that he looked more like me. It's true. And then a time comes, he doesn't look like any of them. So, oh, that he looks like the aunts, our aunts. But one day when he grows up, then he looks like one of them. Or both of them, either husbands and the wife, and they look alike. He looks like both of them. But he must look like somebody. Maybe a little bit of forehead. He picks something. If the father has some forehead, he picks some forehead. If the mother has some pointed nose, he picks some pointed nose. So combination. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am not speaking the natural. I'm speaking the spiritual. Yeah. We look more like Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We love his word. We love his word. We love his power. We love his authority. We love his life. Praise God. We love our Father. We love his word. We love the word of God. It makes us shout, amen. We love it. It's our life. It's our breath. It's our righteousness. It's our sunshine. It's our authority and power. The word of God. We are not bereft of the word. We are part of that word. Even as Eve was picked from Adam, so are we picked from the second Adam.
Amen.
We are blood of his blood and bone of his bone.
Amen.
And spirit of his spirit. Accusing me that I'm blaspheming? If those that had the word of God are called gods, how can you say I have blasphemed? And he was telling them. But watch that scripture. He said, and then they will know that I'm the Father and the Father in me. He didn't continue to say, and you are in me. Because he was talking to unbelievers. So he said, the Father in me and I in him. Is that right?
Yeah.
But when it came to the believers, they said, and I in you and you in me.
Amen.
Oh, say praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So another quote. It's called Jehovah Jireh, preached in 1961. And the prophet said, now, here he is among his church today, made flesh in his church. Certainly, Elohim. Now, oh, if you could only realize, you men, you were made to be amateur God. Did you hear that? You are a son of God. You are an heir of God. And you have a domain. Genesis 1:26. He gave him dominion over everything in the earth. He made him a god over the earth. That's right. He gave him a domain. He's a king. God. Now he's talking about God, you and me. Small God. And while he got his fall, he could speak to the trees. Be chained. Be plucked up. And sit over here. To the winds and waves, be still and to stop. He was God, a amateur God, a son of God, like you are a son of your father. And all the world is groaning, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God, waiting for the church to get back in its place again, sons of God to be made manifest, waiting for that hour. Hope that don't hurt. But I just have to say, see, the church is so far away from its place. It needs to be back to be sons of God again. Rulers, governors of the earth, under the spiritual reign, it will be someday when the chief one comes, Jesus Christ, the great millennium. Nature is groaning for that day.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, the world is tired of churchism. The world is tired of, I belong to this church. I belong to this church. It means nothing. It can't take you to heaven. You must belong to the Word.
Hallelujah.
You must belong to Christ.
Amen.
The world wants to see something different. They want to see vessels of honor. The world wants to see vessels of power and authority. The world wants to see Christians, not church members. The world is sick of churchism. But now every sin in the world is in the church. It's true. It's true. Gossip, cheating, fornication, lies, pride, arrogance, all the sins of the world are in the church. So the world is tired of churchism. What they are looking for, what they are groaning for, are sons and daughters of God who are made manifest in power, in authority, in character, in behavior. We don't close from church because we are the church. We don't close. We are the church. We are the called out. We are the vessels. We are living images of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Someone will say, I'm going to church and come. Oh, that's fine. You say, oh, the way like I'll handle you, you are lucky I'm going to church. But see, but when I come back, I'll show you my colors. You are wasting your time. You must be converted.
Amen.
You must be changed.
Amen.
You must become a citizen of the kingdom.
Amen.
Not a member of a church. A citizen. A living epistle. A living image of Christ. Christ in you and you in him. And he in the Father in him. Intertwined. Oh, praise the Lord. The whole world is groaning and waiting to see the manifestation of sons of God. Like Adam was a God over the Garden of Eden. Not only that, over the entire earth. Adam, why? He was a son of God. Not an angel, a human being called a son of God. And so are we. But where is the power? It's in you. It's in me. And so Adam will be walking around the Garden of Eden and be commanding the trees to be placed well. Is what the prophet said. He was arranging the garden, not with cutlass. He wasn't weeding and weeding. Oh, this place is weedy. Go and weed. No. He was dressing the garden by the spoken word.
Amen.
You tree, you are not positioned well. Shift. Okay, place there. Authority. Spoken word power. Christ said, if you have faith, like a master said, you can speak to this mountain, it will move. The word of God moves. It creates. It's a moving power. It changes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then we fail. And that power left us. But when it left us, it didn't go to the devil. It went back to the original owner. And that power that went to the original owner has been restored back to the bride again.
Amen.
It's in your hands. What is in your hand? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh my. I'm getting ready to close. So just one more quote. This sermon was preached in 1963. It's called, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Amen. Then he said, by one spirit, we are baptized into this body, born of a spirit, Then we belong to a kingdom. And our lives are not Americans. We are not Germans. We are not nothing. We are Christians. Hallelujah. We are settled and walk in the spirit, a love slave from the things of the world. And our right to the world, we've sold out and bought this pearl of great price. And walk and letting the Holy Spirit manifest itself. That is what his real church is. That's what you are or what I am. If we will let ourselves go and serve God. And by his word and not by what some creed says. Hallelujah. Praise God. So in a spiritual realm, we are not Ghanaians. God is not identifying us by, you know, by our groups. The Ghanaians, Nigerians. No, that's earthly. We are Christians. So in heaven, there are no Ghanaians and Americans and Togolese and Benin. No, they are Christians. In heaven, there are living images of Christ. And here on earth, there are living images of Christ. They look more like Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every nation has a spirit. Got a keyboard. Every nation has its spirit. The German spirit is military, we are told. They are military-like. Even if you watch German ladies, they are bold-faced. And their shoulders up. Watch them. It's a, every nation has a spirit. Every nation. France's spirit is sensual. France is about, it's, they have a womanish spirit. If there's a word like that, it's all about perfumes and, you know, and things like that. They bath outside and all kinds of things, foolish things, you know, that go on there. And women can go and bath where women, men bath, and men go and bath where they all mix all the sensual things. It's all that kind of rosary and perfumes and stuff like that. France, that's their spirit. America has also the spirit. America, they don't care about anything. It's all about ha 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 ha. America spirit. America. It's like, it's a spirit of like, you know, as we say, I don't care. They don't care about nothing threatening them. They eat big, everything about them is big. They eat good food. Their meals are big, huge. What does that play in the basketball? They are TikTok, they are huge. Okay, one player can just put the basketball just with one hand, put it like that. The American shoe, so you know, it's oversized. And they laugh big too. Ha 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 ha. Watch their cars. Watch the American cars, they're huge and big. Every nation has a spirit. So where do we belong? We belong to another kingdom. Yeah. Praise God. We are not from here. We are not from here. We are not from here. We are from above. We came from God. We are going back to God. We don't belong here. Sons of God. Living images. We belong to another kingdom. We dress like we belong to another kingdom. We speak like that kingdom. We dress like our women dressed like that. They cover themselves. We speak like we are not from here. Our faith is all. Our behavior is all. The things we stand for are all. They don't look like the world. But we are citizens of another kingdom. We came from God. We are going back to God. It's what the Lord told them. So I come from God and I go back to God. And they were said, wow, who are you? We saw you. You come from which God? We saw you. They didn't know who he was. I come from God. I go back to God. But we saw you when we were doing the population census. Ghana would do population census I think every 10 years. When the time for, you know, population census in Judea, we saw you when we all came. Your mother Mary, when she even came, she was pregnant and, you know, she couldn't even have a place to. We saw you that place that where the They raised the sheep. Huh? Some of us were there when Mary rushed there and he gave it to you. We saw. So you came from nowhere, God. You came from no God. We know you. They were blind.
Yes, sir.
And today they are blind.
Amen.
They saw the physical. But he was speaking of the spiritual.
Amen.
And we are of him. We are not only physical. We are spiritual.
Amen.
We believe every word. Not some of the word. We believe every word. Every spirit spoken seed word. We are not Americans. We are not Ghanaians. We are from above. That's our nature. That's our identity. Christians. Living epistles. Full of power and glory. We look like our Father. Living images of Christ. Red of all men. The world will see me no more, but you shall see me. Because I'll be with you, even in you to the end of time. The world will see me no more. And the prophet said, as I close, since the Lord uttered those words, that the world will see me no more, but you shall see me.
Amen.
The prophet said, the word the world stands for unbelievers. So the unbelieving world will see me no more, but you shall see me. They won't believe it. And so the prophet said, when Christ died and resurrected, he never showed himself to any unbeliever up to today. No unbeliever has seen the Lord. Because his word is true, the world will see me no more. So even after resurrection, he showed himself to believers only. Only Mary Magdalene, a believer.
Amen.
Disciples, a believer.
Amen.
He never showed himself to any unbeliever. Because Thomas was doubting, he never saw the Lord until God knew that he would change his testimony. To test me. To show me. To see the nail prints in my hand. He felt it. Then he saw him. And then he said, my Lord and my God. He didn't say, my Lord and the second person of the Trinity. No. He knew better.
Amen.
Thomas, the doubter. But I say, Thomas, the believer.
Amen.
He didn't confess on scriptural things. He confessed right. He said, my Lord and my God, because that's what he was. And the Lord did not correct him, but that was true. The word always corrects the error. My Lord and my God. And the Lord said, do not believe because you have seen. Blessed are those in Pram who have not seen and yet believed.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this short sermon. Thank you for being here in our midst. Thank you for reviving us and for reminding us that we are truly part of you. We are part of the word and the spirit thereof. We are not just church members. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We are living images of Christ. Manifesting Christ, the same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So may that be our testimony every time. Bless this little church, Lord. Those that couldn't come, may give the grace to always stay at the house of the Lord. Stay at your feet every time. Revived, quickened, blessed, sealed. Oh, hallelujah. The world is falling apart. The bride of God is being formed. Be here, Lord, every time. Form us into your images, not statues that cannot talk, but living images.
Amen.
Seen and read of all men. Manifesting Christ again. We thank you. May that be our story and our testimony. Until we are formed into the image of your Son. And when we come in a great rapture, none will ever miss it, Lord. May be so with us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, may you bless, may you bring this bread of life and break unto every one of us. Even unto our visitors that have paid us a visit today. May the word of God get into their heart and may never leave them. And bring fruits for your coming. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.